Read that again. This is what we hear when you mourn over our existence. This is what we hear when you pray for a cure, that your fondest wish for us is that someday we will cease to be, and strangers you can love will move in behind our faces. It's a very extreme point of view, but it points to the reality that people engage with the life they have, and they don't want to be cured, or changed, or eliminated. They want to be whoever it is that they've come to be. One of the families I interviewed for this project was the family of Dylan Klebold, who was one of the perpetrators of the Columbine Massacre. It took a long time to persuade them to talk to me, and once they agreed, they were so full of their story that they couldn't stop telling it. And the first weekend I spent with them, the first of many, I recorded more than 20 hours of conversation. And on Sunday night, we were all exhausted. We were sitting in the kitchen. Sue Klebold was fixing dinner. And I said, if Dylan were here now, do you have a sense of what you'd want to ask him? And his father said, I sure do. I'd want to ask him what the hell he thought he was doing. And Sue looked at the floor, and she thought for a minute. And then she looked back up and said, I would ask him to forgive me for being his mother and never knowing what was going on inside his head. When I had dinner with her a couple of years later, one of many dinners that we had together, she said, you know, when it first happened, I used to wish that I had never married, that I had never had children,